again.
Okay. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you just please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
John William Brownell, 147727.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead during your hearing today, sir. Mr. Brownell, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, so also with us today is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole office, okay?
Okay.
All right, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Brownell, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will make a decision as to whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 16557 North Highway 87, Number 9, in Payson, Arizona, on or about February 28, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, it is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, well, then based on the admission of Mr. Brunel, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
I couldn't hear you.
Sir, he just made a motion that found that you were in violation based on your admission of your terms and conditions of your community supervision. We're getting ready to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We'll start off phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go with some information with you, sir. Then we'll give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board. If you would just stand by for a minute, I want to just complete some paperwork, okay?
Okay.
Motion was made by myself, Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mrs. Rittenhouse, agreed to by Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright.
To do what?
I was just marking down the paperwork of the motion and who seconded and who agreed to it, sir. Okay. We're going into phase two, so we're going to start out with the parole officer with some additional information from Mr. Turner.
Okay. Mr. Brownell was released from ADC custody 6/27/17. And arrested on 3/16/2018 by Arizona DPS for the ADC warrant. No new charges. He was returned to custody on 3/16/2018 with an adjusted release date of 10/11/2018 with 16 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011, burglary third degree, 7 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 99, burglary third degree, 2 years, 6 months. Also in 99, another burglary, third degree charge, 2 years and 6 months. 2000, theft, 1 year. 2002, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2005, theft of means of transportation, 6 years, 6 months. 2007, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2.3. Mental health score is a 3, substance abuse score is a 2. SCG information, he is suspected white supremacist. Prior terms of supervision, 2001 TIS release, absconded, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2004 TIS release, absconded, arrested, new conviction, reached CSED in custody. 2010 TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. His disciplinary significant and lengthy with drugs, violence, assault with weapons. Other arrest, 1998 theft, New Hampshire, felony conviction, probation. Also in 1998 theft, New Hampshire, felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G7B8.
Okay, Mr. Burnell, I see you were released when you were released, you were approved to reside at the Ride Trailer Park at 1657 North Highway 87, number 87 in Payson. Were you still there? Was that relative's house, or who lives there, sir?
No, I live there with my fiance and my 3 kids.
Okay. Were you working during this period of time, sir?
Yes, I was.
What were you doing? Where'd you work?
I was working for Golden Bear Construction, and then I relapsed, and I checked myself into a drug treatment program to better myself, and then I lost my job when I was in the drug treatment program.
Okay. They said, so they did refer you to some program, sir. It says that you attended some meetings in ACCI, and you missed about half the meeting. Then you wrote that there was no point in your answer block and the questions in the book. You were redirected to complete the program correctly, but you still didn't do it. You referred to Southwest Behavioral Health and Payson for mental issues and behavioral health issues, based on your claim that you did not understand the work but and felt that it was a lot of anxiety. You attended treatment at SBH sporadically, and then you stopped going because of the medication you were prescribed. You were referred to SAGE counseling and Payson, but only once, and stated you could not afford the treatment there. You were then referred to CBI, Community Bridges, and Payson, and finally went there for detox after submitting positive drug screening and failing to attend any other treatment as directed. You referred back to SB, Southwest Behavioral Health Center, for services, as they are the only access provider in Payson. You attended some sessions and then stopped going again. You submitted a negative task screens saliva on the following dates, July 26th, August 23rd, and January 10th of 2018, as well as January 24th of 2018. A sample was taken on December 13th of 17th, and it was lost somewhere in the mail from the Southwest Snowflake Parole Office. You submitted saliva tested positive for use of methamphetamine on November 22nd of 2017, and you were sanctioned to a maximum reporting requirements, increased drug screening, enrolled in local substance abuse provider classes. However, you absconded on December 31st, and you came back and reported to your PO, and your warrant was quashed on January 10th of 2018. You were then completed sanctions and provided 2 clean drug screens prior to change your address again and absconding. So what is it? You were put in the programs and you didn't attend and didn't complete the program, sir. You absconded one time and the parole officer issued a warrant. You went into the parole office and the parole officer, your parole officer quashed the warrant, and then you turned around and you absconded again. So what's...
No, I was in the drug program when he put that warrant out saying I absconded. I was still doing at Community Bridges. I was still doing the detox at that time when he issued the warrant.
Okay, then he turned around, they quashed your warrant after that, sir?
Yeah, when I came in to tell him that I went to Community Bridges and I was in there for rehab, and he said, okay, well, you got a warrant out. And I was like, I was in Community Bridges, and he checked it, and then he squashed the warrant.
Okay. So, sir, you've been in several programs. Did you complete Community Bridges?
Yes, I did complete Community Bridges.
Okay, so why did you abscond the second time?
I didn't abscond. I was on the way up to check in on Wednesday, the 15th, I think it was, and my car broke down on Highway 87, and I called them, and it kept on going to voicemail boxes full, My dad called me, told me that my parole officer was trying to get a hold of me. My fiance's grandmother called me and told me that he called her. So I kept on trying to call him for 2 days, and his voice box kept on saying, message box is full, message box is full. And then I went to the store on the 17th and got pulled over with a warrant. I kept on trying to call my parole officer. I got a long history of prison, and this time I'm trying to change, and when I see myself falling back into my old ways, I took the initiative to put a foot down and try to help myself, because I don't want to be in prison. Prison's easy for people. Time is easy. Out there, you got to take the initiative to help yourself and find ways to help yourself. And here you have people telling you what to do every day.
So when you were out, sir, why didn't you take the initiative to complete some of the other programs that your PO put you in?
The book, on the book part that I asked to do, the anxiety, I'm on medication now from Southwest Behavioral. They put me on medication for PTSD.
Yes, sir.
And I'm taking it now every day. And it's helping me.
Is it helping you? How long have you been taking it, sir?
They just issued it about 2 weeks ago in here. Uh-huh. It took them a while for them to issue it because they had to look up to see what it was and to see if they could have me taking it in here. And they just started giving it to me about 2 weeks ago, and it is helping me.
All right. How is it helping you, sir?
It keeps me calm. I don't have anxiety anymore. I'm more productive with my time in here. I've been going to church every week. I'm trying to help myself. I don't want to be in prison anymore. Prison's, it's dumb.
Are you taking any programs while you're incarcerated, sir?
All I'm taking right now, I'm waiting to get into self-help programs. But there's a waiting list because so many people are trying to take them in here. I'm on the waiting list for self-help.
All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional. Let me ask you one other question. So what were you doing when you got arrested? What were you doing?
I was going to get gas in my car.
And what happened?
I was making a right-hand turn, turning into the gas station. I did not turn on the turn signal, and they pulled me over.
Okay. All right. The parole officer, Mr. Turner, has a question, sir.
Sir, I'm reading notes from OMS notes. On 3/14 of 2018, parole officer Clements attempted again to make contact with the offender. He made contact with his father, who had stated that he abandoned his fifth wheel at the Rick Trader Park on 2/28/18. And is reportedly living in Tonopah. The offender made no contact with him. He also attempted to contact his grandmother, and at no time did anyone call him back.
All right, did you move to Tonopah, Mr. Brunel?
Yes, I did, sir.
And you didn't let your PO know that you were moving?
No, I didn't, to be truthful.
All right, why not?
I didn't have a phone at the time, and the Wednesday, the 15th, it was after the date that my dad said the Wednesday I was going up there, I was going to ask him if I could move to Tonopah, because it was me, my fiance, my three stepkids, and my pregnant fiance were living in the car up in Payson. And I did not want them living in the car because we were in a custody battle for my three stepkids. So I brought them down to her grandmother, or her mom's house in Tonopah.
Okay. All right, so I'm sure the board has any additional questions for you. There ain't no questions coming from the board, so we're about to go and come up on a conclusion of your hearing.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir. I just want to give you the opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself.
I would like to let the board know that I would like to be put on parole because you guys hold me accountable for my actions. I don't want to get out of prison without no parole. I like being on parole because it gives me the foundation I need to stand on.
Okay, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Brunel, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, sir. I will stay on the line so that you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. The board's now into discussion. It appears apparent that Mr. Brunel has had the opportunity to be on several programs, and he didn't complete those programs. His PO continued to work with him. He did abscond by moving to Tonopah with his wife, although I do understand he was trying to take care of his family and his kids while he was there. He did have a job, and he said that he relapsed, and he checked himself into a rehab center, and he lost his job as a result of all of that happened. I think that he's taking some medication, PTSD now, while he's incarcerated. He's waiting to get into some programs. I think that if Mr. Brunel stays incarcerated and continues to go to AA or any drug rehab programs that he can take, or any self-help programs that he can take, I think he'll be better prepared when he gets out, and he won't relapse when he gets out. He won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, then I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Brunel, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal ways and company, as he did relapse and was an absconder for 16 days.
Second.
Agree.
Motion made by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Mr. Brunel?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 11th of 2018. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. So I do want to commend you, sir, for trying to get into some classes. But I want to encourage you to keep following up, follow through on getting to your self-help classes, to take any drug rehab classes that you can while you're incarcerated, sir, so that when you are released on October 11th of this year, sir, you'll be better prepared and ready to get out there and be a productive citizen, sir, and hopefully not relapse, take care of your family, and we won't have to see you come back before this board again, or you have any negative contacts or influences with law enforcement. Mr. Brunel, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.